Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
An update today in that massive explosion that killed at least 16 people at a factory in Tennessee earlier this month. Jamie Van Fleet is ATF Nashville Special Agent in Charge and says they still haven't determined a cause.
Until that time, until information is confirmed, I will not speculate on the cause of the explosion or comment on a potential cause, except to say, at this point, there is no indication of a threat to public safety.
Two people have still not been located in the remnants of that blast. And Alaska Airlines says it's still working to restore normal operations after yesterday's major IT outage. The airline says more than 400 flights have been canceled as of midday today, disrupting travel for nearly 50,000 people. Officials blame the outage on a technical issue at a data center. It is the second such outage that Alaska Air has dealt with this year. And U.S. stocks rallied on Wall Street to close the week today, despite inflation rising to its highest level since January. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Come with me to see something strange.
Get ready to go on a giant adventure. Kickapoo High School presents James and the Giant Peach, the musical. A heartwarming story filled with laughter, music, and a few friendly bugs along the way. Performances are Thursday, November 6th and Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m., plus a Saturday matinee, November 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Available at the Kickapoo High School office or at the door.
Right before your eyes.
Join James as he rolls into an adventure at the Kickapoo High School Auditorium in Viola. Don't miss James and the Giant Peach, the musical.
Hi, this is Bobby G. Rice, and I'm going to be appearing in Richland Center, Wisconsin, my home area, Saturday at the Richland Center Auditorium. Showtime is at 2 o'clock. I'd like to invite all my friends. We're looking to have a great time.
Bobby G. Rice returns to Richland Center Saturday singing all of his hits.
You are my special angel.
Rita comes, Rita goes. Why don't you write me a letter?
Write me, write me.
The sooner the better.
Tickets available through Eventbrite. They will be available at the door. Doors open at 1 o'clock, showtime at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
You were mine for just a while.
Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday. Don't miss it.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
In Increasing clouds tonight with a low of 32. Cloudy tomorrow with patchy light showers or drizzle possible, high 53. A few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 37. And partly sunny and milder on Sunday with a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 50 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Are ahead of us, don't doubt it, but all our names end up.
knows we don't get to choose. So baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, I hope you keep on laughing with our crazy beautiful kids. Keep dancing like we do underneath the moon. And you can fall in love again. Wait, never mind. Fine, just not too soon. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. But all our names end up on the line. So if God takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose, baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, we still got each other and the rest of this bottle of wine. We don't have to talk too much about it. I'm just crossing C's and dotting I's. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. And they'll keep going on the other side. Takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose. So baby, forgive him and keep living.
Shine with my sweet love. That's my baby.
That's my baby.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, J&J Recycling & Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
Rock and Rollers, this is Filmy, inviting you to those for today's WRCO Saturday Night Rock and Roll Radio Program. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s will come your way. Your rock and roll request to listen for the Magic Cowbell. We'll be stopping and parking for a time in the year of 1970. So get ready, get set for another Those Were the Days Rock and Roll Radio Show between 6 and midnight Saturday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Center Cinema, Town Taxi, and Colloy Contracting. The Salad Girl Dancers will be along, although we've had to cut the budget. They'll have to bring their own lunch.
Joanne, I'll trade you a Hot Pocket for a snack pack pudding. Please?
No, sorry.
WRCO 100.9.
Country song through the dash of one, made millions of memories between those two doors. Yeah, I come from a long line of Chevys and Fords.
Lots of beer cans and dolls and rode in the back, and Mom always wanted a Cadillac, but that was a few dollars more than we could. So I come from a long line of Chevys and Fords. They were red, white, and rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that church parking lot every Sunday. Out in front of the bars, apart under the stars, with a girl in your arms who don't want nothing more than a guy from a long line of Chevys and Fords.
Then we'd haul them back home and we'd fix them up.
Drive to town and grab another six pack from the store. Yeah, I come from a long line of red wine, rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that church parking lot every Sunday. Out in front of the bars and parked under the stars with a girl in your arms. You don't want nothing more than a guy from a long line of Chevys and
myself alone for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy, aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Hard keeping it so hardcore. I'm falling, and in the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Sha-la-la-la-lo.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower." And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me. If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
WIAA tournament play tonight in Division 3. Waterford makes the long trip to Reedsburg. Sauk Prairie hosts Pewaukee, and Wausau East is at Mount Horeb-Barneveld. There is some travel involved for some of the teams tonight. In Division 4, Berlin takes on West Salem, and Lodi will host Platteville. And coming up tonight in WIAA Division 5 games, it will be Prairie du Chien hosting Westfield and Richland Center at Stratford. I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell this week of Richland Center. He talked about the Hornets preparing for a tough test.
Typically, every team gives the last two games of the season, and so you can take a look at what that looks like. And I know with them, they had a playoff game, or not a playoff game, but a conference championship game against Amherst. You know, that I think it was 34-21 Stratford. And then their last game of the season, it was a 50-0 win. You know, so there's not much you can gather from that last game. But the Amherst game has been really good, you know, and you know, coaches have networks. And so we were able to acquire three more, you know, films of Stratford this season. So, you know, we've got five games, you know, on video of them. So we've seen some things that we like and some matchups that we think that we can take advantage of. But really what it's going to come down to is our ability to sustain drives. And defensively, just being able to stop the big plays. I know they have one of the best quarterbacks in Division 5, you know, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel all season long, the throwing game.
Right. So you expect them to pass on you a little bit, Andy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think they're going to come right out of the gates, and they're going to try to open it up right from the onset. You know, I mean, that's not a secret. That's a weakness of ours. You know, so if they can get a couple scores up, you know, through big plays, they're absolutely going to do it. That's exactly what they did against Loyal Greenwood, and I think they're looking past us, and they're just kind of looking at this as a speed bump, you know, looking to go forward to level two.
Right, and getting pressure on the quarterback is another key, isn't it?
It is, and we're very young on our defensive line, you know, and so we're close. We knock on the door, but we just struggle to get home at times. So, and that's going to be a challenge this week. They've got a very, very solid offensive line, you know, so they're going to give that quarterback lots of protection. So we got to make sure our backs and our corners and our DBs, just they have a day. And they're fundamentally sound, you know, with their responsibilities in the secondary.
Well, they're looking at you and looking at your film. I'm guessing they're looking at trying to stop Brady Dosh, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the stats are final for Division 5, and, you know, he's the third best in the entire state in our division. So Prairie loaded up the box with about nine guys, you know, and we were still able to have success running the ball. So, I mean, that's a testament to Brady and his explosive nature as a back, you know, but also to our offensive line as well. You know, both have been really good keys for us in our offense this season. So we can establish that run game, you know, give Brady some touches, the key on him. We open it up maybe for Bronson. And then after that, you know, some play action should be there as well.
Richland Center football coach Andy Troxell, his team is at Stratford. A seventh-seeded Hornet team makes the playoffs, and they play number two, Stratford. Division 6, number one Darlington is taking on Melrose Mindoro. Also, Mineral Point is playing at Fenimore, a rematch of last week. And Bangor is home against Marshall. In WIA Division 7 games tonight, Blackhawk Warren is taking on River Ridge. It's Cashton at Brookwood. Potosi Cassville entertains Cambria Friesland. Royal is at Roncalli. And the Ithaca Bulldogs on the road at Waseca Steuben Seneca as well. We will have comments from co-head coach Kyle Kelly of Ithaca coming up in a bit when our pregame show continues from WRCO Radio Sports. Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-a-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Fenimore.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
The Riverdale Chieftains wound up their season last week with a loss against Iowa Grant. Jeff Johnson has been a frequent contributor to our coach's pregame show. I talked with him this week after his team fell out of contention for the playoffs.
And then you also look at our junior group coming back. We have probably eight starters on each side of the ball returning. Some of our seniors played one side, some of them played two sides. Some of them rotated a lot. That's what you have to do just to keep everybody fresh.
Yeah, so looking ahead here in the off season, again, it doesn't start at day one. I'm sure you're encouraging lifting and all those kind of things in the off season.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to be successful, you have to invest. If there's no investment, there's no reward. So if you invest, you'll be rewarded.
And you have a powerlifting team that has done really well at Riverdale. Do you encourage them to be a part of that as well?
I do. The first thing I said in the meeting yesterday was, please go out for basketball or wrestling. That's your speed and agility training. And if you're not going to be in basketball or wrestling, then come out for powerlifting. It gives you a chance to work out for an hour a day, 3 days a week.
Are you going to be watching any particular game in the upcoming playoffs, Jeff?
I have a friend of mine that coaches at Platteville, actually my son's friend, and they're at Mondovi. I have another friend whose son plays at Jefferson. Otherwise, I'll keep an eye on the conference.
Head coach of the Riverdale football team, their season recently completed, that was Jeff Johnson. Going on tonight at Waseca, it should be a really good game between Waseca Seneca and the Ithaca Bulldogs. They met earlier this season, and it was a close game until Waseca Steuben Seneca pulled away late in the contest. This week I caught up with co-head coach Kyle Kelly of the Ithaca Bulldogs.
I predicted it right. I figured that's where we were going to have, for sure, just kind of how it set up. I was wrong on the fact that I think WIAA threw out geography this year completely. But outside of that, it was kind of, I was on spot with who we have.
Yeah, and if you're going to hit the road, it's nice to not drive 2 hours, right?
Or in some cases, 3.5 or almost 4.
You played these guys early in the year, Wasika, Seneca. What makes them a tough team?
They are very skilled athlete by athlete. They run it very well. And like I said, they have speed all over the place as well.
Tell me about that first meeting, because it was a close game for a lot of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was within a touchdown until the fourth quarter, and then a lot of things went wrong for Ithaca Bulldogs in a lot of ways in a short amount of time.
I'm sure they've improved since then, but how do you think the Bulldogs have improved since that first game?
We got a new running back who's pretty solid. If we're going to get by them, we're going to have the best game we've played on offense all year as far as penalties and turnovers. And on defense, we're going to have to know our assignment and in the open field, make a tackle.
What makes them maybe even better this year than some years, Coach?
I just feel this year they really seem to be on a mission to win. Like I said, they always have really solid athletes, and they're always going to be really well coached, but they just seem to kind of have more of an X factor this year as far as wanting it from within.
Could you say a few words about your senior class and what they've meant to the team this year?
Yeah, they've meant a great deal. They've always done whatever has been asked of them. Like I said, incredibly hardworking in practice, good team players. In addition to that, like I said, they've been successful as far as this is the fourth year in a row they've made the playoffs. They've all been there before.
That's Kyle Kelly, one of the coaches of the Ithaca Bulldogs. Coming up, we'll preview tonight's featured broadcast, our game of the week, Durand, Arkansas at River Valley in the playoffs.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked, in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular-priced, in-stock, Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
River Valley coach Tyler McClain joins us. Tyler, nothing like coaching this week. It feels a little bit more like football this week, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely with the weather change and all that stuff, it definitely feels like some football weather is coming on us here, some good playoff weather as well.
When you found out who you played, did you have to start looking at a map and find out some things about Durand, Arkansas, or what do you know about them?
I think there was a lot of kids in our team that are a little concerned that we were playing a team from Arkansas a little bit, which I thought was pretty funny. But no, I think there was a little bit of trying to figure out who they were for sure. You know, putting them on tape and seeing them on film and all that stuff. Yeah, it was definitely a jump for sure than what we're used to playing around here. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
What did you learn from last week's loss to Dodgeville?
I think we just got a little bit of a loss of focus. You know, I think there was a lot of external factors going around, you know, the talks of the conference championship stuff. You know, we also had our senior night, a lot of just different things that were going down that week. And I put a lot of that sort of loss kind of on myself a little bit, just a little bit of the fact of, you know, preparing our guys to handle those external factors and those distractions a little bit better kind of each day throughout practice. Again, I think our just focus was completely lost that game. Dodgeville was a good group. We've been kind of telling the kids all week they were a group that were growing and getting better each and every week, and they gave us their best look. You know, I give a lot of credit to the Dodgeville players and coaches for doing that. For us, I think it's a good little kind of punch in the mouth a little bit to kind of get back to our basics and really focus on what made us a good team to get ready to go here for the playoffs.
What looks good about this Durand, Arkansas team? What sticks out in the playbook?
Kind of looking at them, I mean, at least offensively for them, they actually run a very similar offense that we do. So sometimes it's kind of looking at a mirror in a sense when you see the good things they do and some things that they're improving and areas that we can maybe try to exploit. You know, they're a well-rounded team. They got athletes on both sides of the ball here. You know, based on film, they're coached well and all that stuff. Again, I think a lot of this is going to have to come down to discipline Friday night. Whatever team to play a little bit more disciplined, and I guess from our end, if we come in focused and ready to play, I'm expecting a really good Friday night playoff football game, that's for sure.
I know we've had some real key injuries the latter part of the season. How healthy will the Blackhawks be this Friday night, Tyler?
We're trying to get some guys back here. I know Ty Larson's been trying to fight his way back. We're still kind of undecided. It'll be kind of like a game-time decision to see whether he'll be good to go or not. But I still got faith in our guys that we got behind them, in Nolan Jones and Caden Plumlee touched the ball a little bit more, and then Fuchitao as well. We've given them reps all ready to go for practice here. Again, I know Ty's fighting to get back and ready to go here, but I got faith in the guys that we got behind him.
As a player, you experienced the playoffs. It is a different gear, though, when you get to Week 10, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of teams may find a way to kind of turn it up in different ways. For us, at least this week, it was really just getting back to our basics and really hammering those and making sure we understood what we were doing. You don't see maybe as many players on the field anymore because you got your JV guys that are heading off as well. But again, yeah, I think a lot of focus now goes for sure onto the game Friday night. The biggest thing that we're trying to instill these guys is we just handle how we do things. Everything will take care of itself.
You've had some big plays this year, too. You can't always rely on big play offense, but you have to kind of make things happen a little bit, too, don't you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we're trying to do here establish is, you know, we're okay taking the easy. We're good taking the layup. You know, a wise coach told me you can't go broke making a profit. So if that's a three-yard gain for us and we continue to take those three-yard gains, I'm going to take our shot play down the line. That's awesome. We have had some fortunate success where we've been able to take the big shot early in those games. But again, when it comes to playoff football, there's plenty of tape on you now. Teams kind of know what you are, so you got to be able to take the layups first before you can start hitting these step-back threes, I like to say.
Yeah, there's some, it'll probably be some lopsided scores on Friday, but I think where you're seated at, you got a pretty tough row in this particular bracket, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the seeds and how everybody plays out just on paper right now, I mean, you can obviously play into that, look into that for sure. I guess the biggest thing that we're just focused on is just taking 1 week at a time. I think that was something that we kind of lost focus with at the end of the year. We kind of started looking ahead and all that, so it's really a big focus for us is just take care of business Friday night and let the chips fall out where the chips fall out.
Actually, it's always all about life lessons, isn't it?
It is. Football's a great teacher, that's for sure.
No doubt. All right, well, good luck as you get ready for the playoffs, Tyler.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Tyler McLean joining us, River Valley head coach on WRCO Sports.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From River Valley High School, it feels like football tonight here on WRCO Radio. We are glad to have you along for Level 1 WIAA Playoff Football. The River Valley Blackhawks and the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas, both at 6-3 coming into the action. They are both in the order of very similar matches of 4-5.
where you see a lot of your really good matchups in high school football. We'll go over some of the stats coming into the game and take a look at some of the notes on the standout players for both teams when we return. It's week number 10 of the WIAA football playoffs, and Henry Bray will join me in the booth when we return with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started back in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how the team and community can work together to be true champions. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray in the booth with us tonight. Henry, I'm sure you'd rather be down there officiating.
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
Yeah, but, you know, I enjoy my night out here with you, and it's nice to be calling the game other than on the field.
There you go.
And oh, yeah.
They always take care of us here at River Valley.
Oh, my goodness. Have we had, like, it's like valet service all night long.
valet service,
yes.
Right? Oh, yeah. And we'll be keeping you posted on all the other games around southwest Wisconsin as well. When you look at it, this is probably the best matchups across the state anywhere. We've got the fours and fives, similar size school, same record. We expect a good game.
Actually, you and I were talking earlier. We really don't know what to expect. I mean, we definitely want River Valley to win. But, you know what, you don't take nothing from Arkansas or Durand, Arkansas. I mean, it could be, they look pretty good warming up, though.
I talked to one of their coaches, so they have 60 players.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think most of them are in uniform tonight. Now,
yeah, there's a lot of them.
A lot of them are freshmen I see on the roster, but I think they have everybody here tonight. So they're standing in the end zone, and they take up the whole end zone from end to end.
Yes, so I'm looking for a good ball game. It's crisp, cool night. Actually, one of the crisp, cool nights that we've had for football.
Yeah, it really is.
So it's going to be a night to remember.
I think so, too. Always is when you hit playoff football.
Yes, it is.
We'll be back with more in a moment from River Valley High School, Durand, Arkansas. They are the Panthers and the River Valley Blackhawks. Coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
River Valley has taken the field, and
So the cheerleaders, always a big squad here in River Valley. They formed the tunnel. The team just came running out onto the field. Well, after we taped the interview with Coach McLean, we did hear that Ty Larson will not be available for tonight's game. We saw him get injured a couple of weeks ago in the big showdown with New Glarus. So that means that they will move Drew Radel to guard. Grady Graham moves to defensive tackle as a result of the switch around tonight. A little bit different starting lineup for the River Valley Blackhawks this evening. You mentioned it's a crisp night. We don't really have a lot of wind effect.
No. Actually, again, I was expecting some wind, but we didn't haven't really had it all day. So, level playing field for both teams. You throw, run, see what happens.
First time all week we haven't had a wind, that's for sure. But really, in these playoff games, as we talked about with the coaches this week, it's a different gear. You got to raise your level.
Yeah, because, you know, one and done. If you get beat tonight, you're done for the year.
Right.
And I always tell young men, hey, enjoy your football, because it's not like any other sport, like basketball and baseball. You and I can go pick up a game.
Sure.
But football, when it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, unless you get lucky enough to continue to play on the next level, but that's very far and few.
Yeah, very few get
to
do that.
Tonight, their senior's going to walk off the field. They'll never pick up a helmet again.
Yep. We're going to stand and face the flag here at River Valley High School as we prepare for our national anthem.
River Valley is Lydia Johnson and Josie Mahoney.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we
Nice job of the
national
anthem. Lydia Johnson,
nice job.
Josie Mahoney. They have sung that before at some indoor events.
Well, they're pretty good, aren't they?
They are very good.
Very, very good.
We'll have to have Lauren Glassbearer bring them along and sing the national anthem.
You could actually take a recording of that and play it on your 5 a.m. show.
We'll do that. Well, we'll just have the girls come up at 5 a.m. and
see how that works out for you, Phil.
River Valley on the near side talking to Coach McLean and his staff. And on the far side, it's Durand, Arkansas, and not the same spelling as Henry.
No, it's not. It actually spelled with a S-A-W.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how I always thought it was spelled when I was back in school, but I learned differently. Rod Rosemeyer is the coach of the Panthers, and they are adorned in purple, and they have the black helmets. River Valley in the home black with the white lettering as the teams get set to take the field. It looks like River Valley planning to receive the opening kickoff here. So we will get ready for River Valley to get back deep and accept this. Jordan Gauger and Caden Plumley are the deep men back around the 10-yard line. Still waiting for the Panthers to come out and kick. River Valley's been ready for about a minute to receive the kick. But here they come. The Panthers coming out from the far side. They've got a pretty good jaunt from their school, right?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, what was it, 2.5 hours, or is it more than that? Was it 3.5 hours? I can't remember.
For them, I don't think quite as far. I want to say they're up in the Eau Claire area.
I believe the Richland Center basketball team played them at one point. So was it last year that they did?
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did. I don't know where it was at. But
it may have been in that tournament at Winona State.
It very well may have
been. Which makes sense.
Yeah, I believe that was. Yeah, you're exactly right. So
the official's talking it over with the Panthers kicker, who's going to get set to put it in the tee and get this one started here tonight. at River Valley High School. Glad to have you along. Great to be here. We're going to be bringing you scores from all of the favorite teams of Southwest Wisconsin as this night goes on. In the tee with the football, and now here we go. The approach by Parsons, the kicker, and it's end over end. It's taken on the far side by Plumlee. Up to the 20, 25, 30, flag flies. He spun around, gets out to around the 34 before he is brought down.
He's got a hold or a block in the back on River Valley there, Phil.
So we'll see what that's all about. River Valley quarterbacks by Lucas Klein in the backfield, joined by Owen Jones, and we'll see a lot of Caden Plumlee tonight and Keegan Heiser, Spencer Sack at the tight end. And along the line, Drew Radel, Blake Brickle, Will Stangle, Kellen Chose, Austin Carstensen is the center. I think you call it right.
Yeah,
you?
It was a block in the back. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So I saw that from up here.
It's kind of like your, what's his name? Is it Mike Pereira?
Yeah, Mike Pereira.
Who makes the call on the pro game?
Well, we just got our first update from Ithaca and from Ben Dooms, you know, the coach,
yeah.
The crazy coach down there. 0-0.
0-0. Well, thanks. Thanks for that update. River Valley with the penalty starting at its own 15-yard line. So starting with a little bit of tough field position on the opening play. There's the snap whistle sound again. And this one?
The offsides.
Yep.
On the offense.
So it goes back the other way.